Year. Let's start with Mark chapter 13.
我们今天是马可福音第十三章。
The topic is the prophecy of Jesus' second coming.
然后主题是耶稣的再来。
Verse 1, as he was leaving the temple, one of his disciples said to him, Look, teacher, what massive stones, what magnificent buildings.
第十三章第一节，耶稣从殿里出来的时候，有一个门徒对他说，夫子，请看，这是何等的石头，何等的殿。
Do you see all these great buildings? Replied Jesus.Not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down.
耶稣对他说，你看见这大殿宇吗？将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁了。
This is the very end of Jesus' ministry.
这是在耶稣这个侍奉的末期了。
Remember our last chapter we have talked aboutThe people challenged Jesus from five different group of people.
我们记得上一章我们看到有五组不同的人来对耶稣做出挑战。
Once again, just prove that he is a perfect sacrifice for the God.
但是其结果就是证明再一次证明耶稣是神最美满的救恩。
And then.He walked out from the temple building.
然后说完了以后，他就从这个圣殿里面走了出来。
While they were walking, one of his disciples said, "What massive stones! What magnificent buildings!" Talking about the temple.
然后在他们走的时候，有其中一个门徒就跟耶稣说：“你看这个石头是何等的大，这个殿宇是何等的伟大。”
Because we are human.We are very limited.
因为我们是人，所以我们是有限制的，有限度的。
So we always try to rely on some material, some real thing that we can touch, we can see, to reveal something else.
我们常常是依靠我们可以看得到的东西来将表示出我们不能看到的东西。
So people love to build a huge building as a temple. So.They see this magnificence to hopefully extend their faith to relate it to eternity.
所以我们人很喜欢去造一个很宏伟的殿宇，然后希望靠着这个宏伟的殿宇来能够延伸出，能够接触到、触摸到这个伟大的神。
And that's why people tour in Europe. They always try to visit those humongous churches.Building.
也这是为什么我们去欧洲旅行的时候，哦，一定必要自己就这些所谓很宏伟的教堂。
We got some here, like cathedral, a crystal cathedral.
我们这里也有啊，所谓的水晶教堂啊。
And people stay inside; they feel they are small in such a big building. So because of this difference, they feel that they have a chance to meet eternity.
然后，当你走到那个很宏伟的教堂，你觉得人非常的渺小。然后你就觉得这天人之隔是多么的宏伟，然后你就觉得因为这样的渺小，你就觉得你可以，也许可以稍微触摸到神的伟大。
And that is the response from Jesus' disciples.
然后这就是这耶稣门徒的这样的一个反应。
Usually, if you were there, besides those people as those expressed that way, usually you will always say, "Yes, I think that too."
如果除了这些人的这样反应后，如果你能够在当场的话，你也会有这样的反应。
But what Jesus replied is, "Not one stone here will be left on another. Everyone will be thrown down."
那耶稣的反应就是说，你看这个大殿宇吗？将来在这里没有一块石头留在石头上不被拆毁了。
Jesus see things from eternity.
因为耶稣是以永恒的眼光来看事情。
Even people build such a huge building, but to him, it's nothing.
即使这样一个这么宏伟的一个圣殿，在耶稣眼里看来也是非常渺小的，不算一回事。
In verse 3, as Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter, James, John, and Andrew asked him privately.
耶稣在橄榄山上对圣殿而坐，彼得、雅各、约翰和安德烈暗暗地问他说，
Tell us, when will these things happen, and what will be the sign that they are all about to be fulfilled?
请告诉我们什么时候有这些事呢？这一切事将成就的时候有什么预兆呢？
Because that holy temple was so huge, but Jesus talked about the total destruction about this huge building. Apparently, there must be something real big, real huge happen. Otherwise, it would not going that way.
那我们知道它这个圣殿是非常一个宏伟的建筑，那要把这个宏伟的建筑能够毁坏的话，一定是有个很非常大的事情发生。
So if you are in Jerusalem, you should know that walking from the temple, and then they need to go down to a brook, it's called Kirron Brook, and then climb up another mountain, Olive, so they can be opposite side of the temple.
那如果说你们对这个圣殿的地理比较有认识的话，就知道要从圣殿下去需要先经过一个所谓的基逊溪，然后从那个溪上，然后我们可以到橄榄山，然后从那橄榄山你可以对面看到的就是圣殿。
So that take a while to walk over there.
那我们知道这个下去过溪到橄榄山这一段路程是有一段时间的。
So apparently when Jesus told them the destruction of the holy temple, that kept the disciples' attention.
所以在走这么一段路的时候，耶稣提到这个圣殿以后被毁的时候，这些门徒的脑子里就开始在那边想了。
They may be astonished, maybe curious about what Jesus said, but that kept in their mind. They want to find out what's all about it.
不管他们是很惊讶或者很好奇，但是耶稣的话就是使他们能开始思想。所以他们要知道这个答案。
So when Jesus sat down and the disciples came over to him and asked what the sign of what you have just said.
然后这个门徒就过来问他说，哦，这些事做成的成就的时候有什么预兆呢？
Then from verse 5, you will start to know a little bit more about the end of the world, the second coming of Jesus.
说从第五节开始，我们就会对所谓的末日或者耶稣再来有所了解了。
Strikingly interesting, I didn't intend to respond to whatever said outside the world because people talking about Maya calendar, the end of the world will come last week. I didn't respond to that. I just follow exactly what the Bible.Order.
所以也是一个很惊奇的事情，就是我们这一阵子不是很多人都在讲这个麦雅族的这个日历，所谓的世界末日。其实我就是照着这个圣经的这个秩序，马可福音一直讲，刚好我今天就讲到这一段，不是我的设计，而是真的是这样子。
If I share 2 weeks ago, then I will give you a definite answer. It won't come at that day.
如果是两个礼拜以前的话，我如果是讲这个事情，我就可以给大家一个很确定答案，就是世界末日还不会到的。
Okay, let's go to verse 5. And I wish all of us just listen to what Jesus said and purely receive from his own message, not people's interpretation, but what he said. Let's listen very carefully.
So, 当我们读以下几节经节的时候，我希望大家能够很仔细的听。就是完全是看耶稣说什么，不要加上一些外来的这个解释等等，完全是看耶稣对这件事情是怎么一个说法。
From verse 5 to verse 8, I add a topic over there. It's called deceiving stage.
然后从第五节开始，我就自己加了一个所谓的题目在那边，就是所谓的迷惑期。
You may agree or disagree, it's okay.
各位，你同意或者不同意，并不太重要。这我加了一个小题目就是了。
Okay, after his disciple asked about the end of the world, what will be the sign? Then Jesus replied from verse 5, Jesus said to them, watch out that no one deceives you.
耶稣说你们要谨慎，免得有人迷惑你们。
Many will come in my name, claiming I'm he, and will deceive many.
将来有好些人冒我的名来说我是基督，并且要迷惑许多的人。
So this stage is confusion. People will start to talk about something that make people even more confused.
所以我的标题就是混乱期，因为大家开始议论纷纷，然后越说觉得越混乱。
Nowadays, if you want to cheat,You want to deceive somebody, usually you did not try to tell totally opposite side of the truth.
这如果是今天你想要去迷乱一些人的话，你不需要完全讲这个不需要完全讲这个真理的这个反面。
But nowadays people is talking about the partial truth. That's going to deceive people.
你只要把这个真理稍微给它混淆一下，半真半假，人们就会上当。
And verse 7 says, When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come.
你们听见打仗和打仗的风声，不要惊慌，这些事是必须有的，只是末期还没有到。
Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquake in various places and famines. These are the beginning of birth pains.
民要攻打民，国要攻打国，多处必有地震、饥荒，这都是灾难的起头，或者说做生产之难。
As a matter of fact, in human history, the most strongest panic usually come from war.
那我们知道人类历史以来这最大的恐慌就是起因就是战争。
Because you don't know which way to run.
因为我们不知道往哪里跑哈。
Either stay or either escape.
我们要留在原地呢，还是要逃跑呢？
Nowadays, if you turn on the TV and you will see those pictures like from Arab world nowadays.
今天呢，我们看到战争，我们只要把电视一打开，就看到中东的那些战争的场面。
From Tunisia and Egypt.
从突尼西亚到埃及。
From Libya to Syria.
从利比亚到叙利亚。
You can see those panic people running all over the places.
看到一些很惊慌的人，就到处在那边奔跑。
And during the panic time, people easily deceived or confused.
所以，当你在惊恐、混乱之中，人就很容易被人所迷惑。
War, the disaster caused by human.
那我们知道战争是人类制造出来的。
But over there also.Earthquake and famines that is caused by nature.
那有自然的灾，就是所谓的地震跟饥荒，是大自然的。
So if these two combine together, then the panic can go to the extreme end.
所以当你把人为的跟天然的灾难加在一起的话，这灾难是非常的大。
Everyone running for their lives.
每一个人都在那边逃命。
And we should realize if we.Get to the level of survival, the panic is uncontrollable.
说我们到了一个要这个为命而挣扎的时候，那这种惊慌是无可形容的，无法形容的。
Everybody is very sensitive about information.
每一个人对一点点消息都非常的敏感。
Nowadays, people can get access into internet, and over there, they can provide you all kinds of information. Doesn't matter if it's true or false.
那今天我们是所谓的这个 internet 的一个世界，你只要到上网一查，你所有的消息大大小小的都来了，不管是真的或是假的。
And you know what? Once you encounter that kind of a disaster of disaster from nature and human, then Everybody can be deceived.
所以当你有人为的以及天然的灾害一起发生的时候，很多人都会被受到迷惑的。
So this is the first stage called deceiving stage.
所以这个第一个层阶层，它叫混乱期，第一期混乱期。
But when Jesus talked about this, he's pretty much focused around the disciples.
那耶稣是针对门徒来讲这些事情的。
So second stage for them is verse 9. You must be on your guard. You will be handed over to the local councils and flock in the synagogues. On account of me, you will stand before governors and kings as witness to them.
但你们要谨慎，因为人要把你们交给公会，并且你们在会堂里要受鞭打，又为我的缘故站在诸侯与君王面前对他们做见证。
So right after deceiving stage, the second stage is called persecution stage.
所以在这个混乱期完了以后，就是第二期，就是所谓的逼迫期。
And that persecution, one is coming from religious persecution.
那其中之一就是对这个信徒的逼迫。
They will be handed over to councils and flock in the synagogues.
他们会被交给公会，而且在会堂里接受鞭打。
And the other side is called political persecution.
那另外还有一个所谓政治的逼迫。
They will hand it over to governors and kings, those authorities.
他们会被交给诸侯与君王的面前。
So that persecution is combined by religious group and also political group.
所以这种逼迫是双重的，宗教的与政治的双重的逼迫。
Verse 10 said, And the gospel must first be preached to all nations.
然而福音必须先传给万民。
If we know more about the history of church, then we realize the more persecution came, the wider gospel spread.
如果我们对这个教会历史有所了解的话，就知道逼迫越大，福音的传播就更广。
Sometimes those political power, they thought the more they kill Christian,then the easier Christianity will be diminished.
有时候我们的政治认为对基督徒迫害就能够消灭基督徒，其实是刚好是相反的。
Actually, the more you kill, the more Christian will come out.
其实是你杀害的越多，基督徒就越多。
In verse 11, whenever you are arrested and brought to trial,Do not worry beforehand about what to say. Just say whatever is given you at that time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit.
十一节，人把你们拉去交官的时候，不要预先思虑说什么。到那时交给你们什么话，你们就说什么，因为说的话的不是你们，乃是圣灵。
So during the persecution, Holy Spirit.Will reveal to the saints.
So, 当在逼迫的时候，圣灵会给圣徒有所指示的。
But the persecution will be overwhelming.
但是这个逼迫会
强烈，
会更强烈。
Verse 12 says, "Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death."
弟兄要把弟兄，父亲要把儿子送到死地，儿女要起来与父母为敌，害死他们。
In human history, people would not regard this as truth, but in China, cultural revolution, it happened.
也许有人说，人类历史不好像不应该有这种事情发生，但是我们知道，在文化大革命的时候，的确是有这样的事情。
People persecute from inside their family.
就是迫害是从家里起来的。
And then verse 13 says, All men will hate you because of me, but he who stands firm to the end will be saved.
并且你们要为我的名被众人恨恶，唯有忍耐到底的必然得救。
So Jesus kind of prophesied and also encouraged disciples, said, If persecution come, trust the Holy Spirit.Say what he guided you to say, and stand firm. Try to endure, then you will be saved.
所以耶稣这里主要是预言以外，还要鼓励这些门徒们说，当这些逼迫来的时候，你们就要遵从圣灵的感动，然后圣灵会指引你们，让你们说什么，然后你们就可以得到平安。
So after the first stage, deceiving stage, and then persecution stage, now we move to the next stage. It's called Antichrist stage.
然后经过了下一个期，就是所谓的敌基督。
Verse 14 said, "When you see the abomination that causes desolation standing where it does not belong, let the reader understand." Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains.
你们看见那行毁坏可憎的，站在不当站的地方，读这经的人需要会意。那时在犹太的，应当逃到山上。
So it's still limited within Judea.
所以这个还是限制于这个犹太地。
This is not widespread to the whole world.
这个不是波及全世界的。
And something happened is called the abomination that point to Antichrist.
所以这里讲到说那个可憎恨的，那个指的就是所谓的敌基督。
And he is a real person.
哦，这个敌基督是一个真的是一个有这样一个人物。
And he is so powerful in political arena.
他在政治里是有大有能力的一个人。
He can influence many, many countries.
他可以对很多的国家都有很大的影响力。
And at the beginning, he will show a very friendly face to people.
刚开始的时候，他会对众人、很国家、很多许多国家就是很友善的。
And actually, many people and many countries want to make a peace treaty with him.
刚开始的时候，很多国家、很多人民都愿意跟他能够签订一个合约、和平的约。
And that Antichrist, actually, he will move into the temple, and he will stand in the temple.
然后这个敌基督他就会到了圣殿，站在圣殿的正中间。
That's why Jesus says, standing where it does not belong.
所以这是耶稣所谓的站在不当站的地方。
So today we will see the temple is still not rebuilt, so time hasn't come yet.
所以我们看到今天的圣殿并没有 被重建，所以我们知道时候还没有到。
But we know at the same time, actually Israel already prepared all the material for the Holy Temple. Just once the time right, they can put it probably within a week, everything will in place.
哦，我们知道以色列其实他现在已经开始在收集所有的建造的材料，当时间一到的时候。他们就可以马上开始建造这个圣殿，而且大概很可能不超过一个礼拜就可以把它建完。
Nowadays it's possible.
哦，今天的这种科技的我们这种技术是可能的。
But Jesus prophesies is if Antichrist showed up in the temple, then you should respond is those people in Judea, you need to flee to the mountain.
所以当那个敌基督站在当站的地方的时候，你就要那些在犹太地的人就要逃到山上去。
And verse 15 said, "Let no one on the roof of his house go down or enter the house to take anything out."
在房上的不要下来，也不要进去拿家里的东西。
Let no one in the field go back to get his cloak.
在田里的也不要回去取衣裳。
So apparently Jesus.Told them that you need to stay on the high or stay on the vacant area.
So, 耶稣这里告诉他说你或者是在高地，或者是在空档的地方。
How dreadful it will be in those days for pregnant women and nursing mothers.
So, 当那些日子怀孕的和奶孩子有祸了。
I'll try not to interpret what that meant.
我尽力不要过度的解释这一个经文。
But we can share afterwards.
会后如果有兴趣的，我们可以分享。
Why focus on the pregnant women and nursing mothers?
为什么这里特别提到这个怀孕的跟奶孩子的妇女呢
？And verse 18 said, during this Antichrist stage, because the very beginning of Antichrist, he showed very friendly to all nations.
那我们知道在开始的时候，这个敌基督对所有的国家都非常的友善。
But very short period, he will take out his mask, and then he will reveal he himself.
但是一瞬间，他就会把他的假面具拿掉，然后就显出他狰狞的面目来。
Verse 18 say, pray that this will not take place in winter.
你们应当祈求叫这些事不在冬天临到。
Because those will be days of distress, unequal from the beginning, when God created the world until now, and never be equaled again.
因为在那些日子必有灾难，自从神创造万物直到如今，并没有这样的灾难，后来也必没有。
We have mentioned about the disaster from the war and earthquake and famines.
所以我们刚刚也提到了所谓的战争、饥荒等等的这个灾难。
And also we mentioned about persecution from religion and political.
我们也提到所谓这个宗教跟政治上的逼迫。
But all combined these, almost nothing compared to the Antichrist latter stage.
所有的这一切与这个敌基督在末期所制造的这个灾难比起来，实在是不算一回事。
And verse 20 said, if the Lord had not cut short those days, no one would survive, but for the sake of the elect whom he has chosen, he has shortened those days.
若不是主减少那日子，凡有血气的，总没有一个得救的，只是为主的选民，他将那日子减少了。
During the persecution stage, Jesus said,Count on the Holy Spirit, and you will be able to sustain. You will be able to endure.
So, Jesus 已经警告了门徒，就是说，在这个逼迫的时候，我们就要倚靠圣灵，这样你就会得保守，得这个安全。
But while in Antichrist stage, unless God He Himself intervene.Otherwise, no one can stand. No one can survive.
但是在这个敌基督的时期的时候，如果不是神亲自的来阻扰的话，就是没有一个人能够活着下去。
So you can compare the significant difference for these two stages.
所以你们可以比较一下逼迫期跟这敌基督期这之间的重大的分不一样。
The next stage we'll call false Christ.And false prophet stage.
那下面一个期就所谓的假基督、假先知。
The disaster, the trouble was so huge, during the Antichrist stage. So people start to change.
因为这个在敌基督的这个期的时候，因为这实在是改变太重大了，所以人们开始改变。
Okay, verse 21 for the false Christ and prophet stage.Jesus said, at that time, if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or look, there he is, do not believe it.
那是若有人对你们说，看啊，基督在这里，或说基督在那里，你们不要信。
For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform signs and miracles to deceive the elect, if that were possible.
因为假基督、假先知将要起来显神迹奇事，倘若能行，就把选民迷惑了。
We know human nature. Once we get to the end of our days or our ways, we will try to seek any possibility to help us to get over that situation.
那我们做人性来说的话，当我们遇到一个逼到一个死胡同的时候，我们就会任何的方法来找一些解救的方法，我们会去接受这样的方法。
So at that period, all kinds of false Christ and false prophet, they were burst out. That means everybody seeking for somebody, some religion, whatever. Just if you can help me to get over this, I will take it.
所以人们因为处在实际上一个这个绝望的这个很无助的状态的时候，就是你只要有任何的假基督、假先知出来的话，就有人会想要说：“哦，来吧，我们需要你的解救。”
Remember those days that a big earthquake in New York City.
记不记得在纽约的那个大地震的时候
？The power was turned off.
哦，电没了。
Then it would be a totally chaos in New York City, especially downtown.
然后我们知道纽约整个纽约市没有电了以后，就是整个的混乱，尤其是在这个城市里面。
And people were so panicked; they thought they would not able to get food for them.
那很多人就很惊慌了，因为他们觉得拿不到食物了，没东西吃了。
So some people ran into the supermarket and robbed from inside.
所以很多人就跑到那个 market 里面市场里面去抢东西吃。
And that could happen from the prophecy here.
那样的情况就可能在这个假基督假先知的时候会发生的。
Especially those claim that I got some supernatural power, I can help you. People probably just jump into it, doesn't even consider whether this is real or true or false.
特别是那些自称他有所谓的超能力的，有些人就是不管是真的或假的，我就闭着眼睛跳下去就是了。
And that is the miracle will come out everywhere.
然后各处都有所谓的神迹奇事。
And after this stage, then we will come into called cosmic chaos stage.
然后我们这个实习完了以后，就会所谓天体界的一些混乱，大天体界的混乱期。
So.And before the cosmic chaos stage, everything pretty much happened just around the Judea area.
在这个天体混乱期以前，这些所谓的我们刚刚讲过这几期的事情，大部分是在这个所谓犹太地，集中在犹太地发生的。
But once cosmic chaos stage, that is for the whole world.
当我们一进入这个所谓天体的混乱期的时候，这就是整个世界都会被影响的。
Sometimes maybe you will wonder why the media, especially this country, if any tiny issue over Palestinian or Israel, it always immediately forecast in our TV or our media.
于是各位有时候会觉得哈，我们这个在美国的媒体哈，为什么这个中东发生或者以色列发生、巴勒斯坦发生一些事情，这里的媒体就会马上就会播报呢？
Sometimes maybe you have gone through more and more than you say, make a fuss. That's not a big deal.
有时候因为你是在报道太多人觉得哎呀这小题大做没什么了不起的新闻嘛。
Because this country, there are so many concerned Christians. They want to know every detail happened in Israel, in Judea.
那因为这是因为我们知道这个国家有许多的基督徒，所以基督徒对这个事情的话发生在以色列的任何事情，对他们来说都是一个非常敏感、非常重要的事情。
But until cosmic chaos stage, you don't need any media.
但是在这个一直到发生在天体混乱期的时候，你才需要这些所谓的媒体。
Okay, verse 24 says, "But in those days following that distress, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light."
在那些日子，那灾难以后，日头要变黑了，月亮也不放光。
The stars will fall from the sky, and the heavenly bodies will be shaken.
众星要从天上坠落，天势都要震动。
That means the whole world will know because you just, you know, heads up and you will see what happened in the sun, and the moon, and the stars.
那这个时候我们就不需要再去媒体报道，因为我们只要一抬头一看，就知道天上的。日月星辰的变化了。
But this period will be very short.
但这个期是非常短暂的。
And right after this, then will be the last stage called Christ's second return.
这个期一过，就是所谓的耶稣的二次降临。
Verse 26 said, "At that time, man will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory."
那时他们要看见人子有大能力、大荣耀。驾云降临。
He said, "Man, that means the whole world."
这里讲的人就是整个世界了。
And he will send his angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the end of the earth to the end of the heavens.
他要差遣天使，把他的选民从四方、从地极直到天边都招聚了来。
Then you will see all the Israel will start to gather and get all the way to Jerusalem and Judea.
所以这个时候你看到这个散布在世界各地的犹太人、以色列人就会聚集在以色列。
And people or country want to wipe out Israel was against what Jesus prophesied.
那这些所谓要把这个以色列国消灭的这些国家，其实他们的作为是有违背圣耶稣的预言的。
Okay, so we have talked about the deceiving stage, persecution stage, antichrist stage, and then false Christ prophet stage, and then the last one is called cosmic chaos stage.
So we see the so called 混乱期、逼迫期，然后所谓的假先知、敌基督、假先知等期了以后，然后这所谓的天体混乱期。
Okay, verse 28 says, "Now learn this lesson from the fig trees. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near."
好，然后说你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
Just based on what Jesus said, let's not talk about prophecy about the Israel came back 1948. Jesus said is this.Those signs through each different stage, all these appear, then you should know, just like when you see fig tree, if you see the leaf, that is that summer is coming.
我们就不要提什么以色列在1948年复国等等的这些事情，我们就就着耶稣的话来讲，耶稣也告诉我们说，你们就从无花果树学个比喻，当这个树枝发嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天就到了。
That means all those stages appear, then the time for him to come back is at hand.
也就是说，我们刚提的这些所谓的逼迫期、混乱期等等，都已经实现了以后，就是耶稣在降临的时候就到了。
Verse 29 said, "Even so, when you see these things happening, you know that it is near, right at the door."
这样，你们几时见到这些事成就，也该知道人子近了。人子或作神的国正在门口了。
I tell you the truth, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened.
我实在告诉你们，这世代还没有过去，这些事都要成就。
Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
天地都要废去，我的话却不能废去。
That is pretty much that what Jesus has said ahead.He put his seal on it.
所以耶稣这里就说，我刚刚讲的这些各种期，一期一期一期的事情，就是我讲的话就是真的，等于是我印上我的印了。
And that is Christian faith based on.
这就是基督的信心的所仰望的地方。
He talked about all these signs. You will see by your eyes. You know that is happening.
所以你看到这些所谓的一期一期的预兆的话，你就知道哦，事情就是要成就了。
And the end of the world is coming for sure.
那我们就知道末日已经快要到来了，毫无问题的，毫无疑问的。
And his second return is absolute.
然后他的再来是一定的。
If we try to understand why Jesus, what is his intention to tell us about this?Actually, he wants to give us not panic, but peace.
那我们想，耶稣为什么要告诉我们这些事情呢？其实，耶稣告诉我们这些，不是要我们恐慌，而是要我们心里有个平安。
Whatever happened over those issues actually is pretty much limited over Judea area.
这些所谓的这些发生一些所谓这些很多的事情，大部分都是在限制在所谓的犹太地。
Until cosmic chaos, then we will be able to observe directly.
一直到这个天体混乱的时候，我们就可以从天体知道。
And then the verse 32 said, "No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father."
但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯有父知道。
In the history, from time to time, there will be always some punk come out say, I know when that happened.
那我们这历代历史以来，总有一些这些 人说，哦，我知道，我知道，我知道这个世界末日什么时候会来到。
When Jesus said, "No one knows about that day or hour," the punk said, "I know."
所以当这个耶稣讲说没有人知道这个日子，没有人知道时辰的时候，这些所谓的骗子之类的，他们就会说，哎，我知道。
Jesus said, "Not even the angels in heaven." The punk said, "I know."
那当这个耶稣说连天上使者都不知道的时候，这些骗子混人就说我知道。
Nor the son, but the punk said, "I know."
然后连人子都不知道，这些人居然敢说我知道。
Jesus said, "But only the father." The punk said, "I know too."
那耶稣说唯有父知道，这些人居然敢说我知道。
I use this very uncomfortable word punk. I want you to regard those people as punk.
所以我用这个英文的字是非常一个剧烈的一个 字眼，就是所谓的 punk， 就是所谓的这些怎么讲？
Because they confuse all the Christians.
Yeah, 因为他们是来混乱我们的基督徒的。
And those people turn Christianity into like the wolf is coming.
那他们把这个所谓的基督徒变成一个好像是
狼来了。
Oh, the wolf's coming. Okay, 把它变成一个狼来了，狼来喊了太多次了。
Because they came out to do those stuff, the world started to saw, oh, come on, don't go over again. I don't buy that. I don't believe even what Christian said. That's not right.
Yeah, 当这些人把这个所谓的世界末日，这个所谓的这个喊了太多次了以后。大家就失去这个警戒心，如果你再喊的话，就觉得哎呀，你们还是那些老生常谈，就是狼来了又在喊狼来了，反而把这个耶稣真正的这个所谓耶稣对我们世界末日的这些警告，反而不当一回事。
What the prophecy Jesus mentioned here is try to bring you peace, but not panic.
耶稣这里告诉我们这些事情，不是让你恐慌，而是让你心里有个平安在你心里。
And the mindset of those people try to claim that they know the time, the hour that Jesus is returning. That is a false prophet.
那些想要告诉你说，预言说耶稣什么时候来的这些人，就是所谓的假先知。
Because if the cosmic chaos already appeared in front of the world, why should we bother?
因为如果这个天体的混乱就是已经开始的话，那我们就做什么好像也没什么用嘛，对不对？
But Jesus wants to tell us something the most important. Not those signs, but the most important thing is afterwards.
但是耶稣这里主要不是讲说这些预兆、这些征兆的事情，而是他下面要讲的。
Hopefully this is Christian attitude.
希望这是我们基督徒的一个谨慎的一个态度。
What Jesus said is be on guard, be alert. You do not know when that time will come.
你们要谨慎，警醒祷告，因为你们不晓得那日期几时来到。
It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and put his servants in charge, each with his assigned task, and tell the one at the door to keep watch.
这是正如一个人离开本家，寄居外邦，把权柄交给仆人，分派个人当做的工，又吩咐看门的警醒。
So Jesus asks us to be on guard, be alert.
So, yeah, 耶稣这里告诉我们要这个要谨慎，要警醒。
For what?
为什么警醒呢？
He mentioned about he will assign the work to his servant.
他这里提到就是分派个人当做的工。
Brothers and sisters.Have you received the task he personally, individually assigned to you?
各位弟兄姐妹，你有没有得到耶稣就是主他亲自分派给你的工呢？
You need to know.
你必须知道这一点的。
If you don't know, then you don't know how to accomplish.
如果你不知道神给你分派的是什么工的话，你怎么能够完成这个工呢？
Each individual, you should receive.Particularly, designate for you your assignment.
我们每一个人，神一定会给我们吩咐，给我们一个我们自己要做的工，特别是给你的。
And once you receive that assignment, then you need to be on alert and watchful.
所以当你接受了这个任务的时候，你就必须要有一个警醒，有一个 祷告警醒。
Verse 35 said, therefore keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening or at midnight, or when the rooster crows or at dawn.
所以你们要警醒，因为你们不知道家主什么时候来，或晚上，或半夜，或鸡叫，或早晨。
So all these four periods.Aiming at in the evening, in the darkness.
所以这四个期过的时候，最后一个期就是在这个，就是在从晚上开始的。
Actually, in the evening is 6 to 9 p.m.
犹太人他们的晚上，所谓的晚上其实是六点到九点。
And at midnight is 9 to 12 p.m.
然后半夜就是九点到十二点。
12 a.m. And then the rooster crows is 12 a.m. to 3 a.m.
那鸡叫的时候就是所谓的十二点，半夜十二点到早上三点。
And at dawn is from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m.
那早晨就是早上三点到早上六点。
So that is a time for thief.
哦，这一段时间其实就是这个贼做贼的这个最好的时候。
Why Jesus point to that? Whether he asks all the Christians should not sleep?
为什么耶稣要告诉我们说，你们所谓你们这些基督徒们，你们要警醒啊，你们不要睡着了
？Is that true？
是不是这样子的意思呢
？Maybe some people feel very sleepy. Apparently, last night you were on alert.
如果你现在觉得很想瞌睡的话，也许你昨天晚上是不是警醒祷告了？是不是警醒的时候你今天想睡觉
？Actually, Jesus only asked us to focus what He has assigned you, and you be on alert. Be very watchful for what the assignment for you.
其实耶稣就是说，你要对你耶稣交付给你的你的那个责任、那个工作，你要特别的警醒。
With prayerful heart.
要以这个祷告的心，然后警醒。
So whenever Jesus comes, it's okay, doesn't matter. If I'm faithful for what His assignment, you are great, you are good.
所以说，不管耶稣是什么时候来，你只要把他给你的工作你做好了，你的他的任务都完成的话，你什么时候来你都可以啊，都很自然的，很自在啊。
Then we can be live a life in peace.
这样的话，我们就可以平平安安的过我们的日子啊。
I wish every one of us, when the night has come, and you want to go to bed, and you can have a real peaceful heart, said.Jesus, even during my sleep, you come. It's okay. Because today, your assignment for me, I have finished.
So, 我希望各位弟兄姐妹，你们每个人都可以这样说，就是当你晚上睡觉的时候，你可以安心的对主说，主啊，不管你什么时候来，我都觉得很安心，因为你交给我的工作的使命，我都给你做好了，所以我不用担心。
I have finished today's assignment.
我把今天你给我的工作任务我都完成了，我都做好了。
John Wesley, when people start ask him about Jesus' second coming, and they said, "What are you going to do if he comes tomorrow?"
我们知道约翰卫斯理曾有人问他说，哎，当如果耶稣这个明天要来的时候，你会有什么样的反应呢
？And he said.Let me check my calendar.
他说：“哎，让我看看我的行事历。
Tomorrow's schedule from 8 o'clock, I need to go to a prayer meeting.
哦，明天八点钟开始我要去有个祷告会。
And then 10 o'clock, I have a visitation.
然后十点钟我要去做探访。
And the noontime, then I'll go to a funeral.
然后中午的时候我会有一个丧礼。
Etc. Etc.
啊，等等等等。”
I just follow my regular schedule.
我就照着我日常的行程去做。
If Jesus did tell us exact time that he will come, you know what will happen?
如果耶稣预先告诉了他，告诉我们他什么时候、什么那几点钟、几小时会来的话
，then you will see many, many phony Christians.
你会看到很多所谓的虚假的基督徒。
They want to act very devotion.They are very spiritual when the moment come near.
然后在这个时刻快到的时候，这些基督徒会好像变得好像非常的虔诚。
Then Jesus cannot see the real you.
然后他们以为这样，耶稣就看不到你的真正的真正的是怎么回事。
That is why Jesus said, "Focus on what my assignment."
这为什么耶稣说你只要警醒，只要专注在我交给你的工作上就好了。
Not necessary in the church, huh? Whatever assigned to you, either in your family, in your office, or in church.
不一定光是教会的工作，你在家里的办公室啊等等，你就专心的把你当做的事情做好。
And when he comes, I would just say, "Please, Lord, do come."
当耶稣再来的时候，我就可以很安心的对神说：“主啊，请你来吧。”
Verse 36 said, "If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping."
恐怕他忽然来到，看到你们睡着了。
What I say to you, that means disciples, I say to everyone, that means everyone, all the people, including Christian, watch.
我对你们所说的话也是对众人说的，众人指所有的人，包括基督徒在内，要警醒。
Today is the last Sunday of this year.
今天是这一年的最后一个礼拜天。
We go through spring, summer, fall, and winter.
我们经过了四个季节，春夏秋冬。
Now we come to the end.
今天就是我们今年几乎是今年的最后一天了。
If you are a student, then the end will be graduation.
如果你是学生的话，你的最后的很可能就是你的所谓的毕业了。
For a pregnant woman.There will be a due time.
怀孕的妇女们，她们也会有她们生产期。
Everything will point out there will be an end.
所有的事情都会指向说，末日终究是会来到的。
Even the end of this year, some people will make a pause and think about what's the next.
那在这个年末的时候，我们有些人就会停一下。回想一下今年
The most modern science start to reveal to us actually the time we thought is endless, no beginning, no end. It's not true.
那很多的科学家告诉我们，我们认为时间是无限的、无止的，其实这是不对的。
Now we start to realize the time has a beginning.
那我们现在知道，其实有一个开始。
And now we are pretty sure the time will be an end.
那既然有开始，我们就非常的一定会有一个结束。
If there is no end, actually the whole process make no sense.
如果没有所谓的终止的话，我们这整个的事情、整个的宇宙或者我们的人生都觉得没什么意义，没有道理。
Especially for those students, if there's no graduation day, you got to stay there all the time. I don't think you will be able to hang in there.
如果是学生，如果是你那个毕业日期是遥遥无期的话，我想你一定是很受不了啊！一直待在学校，一直当学生吗
？Especially your parents, they need to keep on paying your tuition.
你的父母大概要抓狂了啊！这个要tuition，这个学费很贵的。
And Jesus tried to tell us the truth, there will be an end.
所以耶稣也告诉我们一个真理，就是一定会有一个末日的。
And He is the Lord, He is the Master.
他是我们的主。
That's why he can come to the end to hold on your accountability.
因为他是我们的主，所以他在末日的时候，他可以来给我们做一个总的结算。
And that makes sense.
这是不是就是很有道理的一件事呢？
In Christianity faith, we base on five facts.
那基督徒的信仰是建在所谓五个事实上面。
Those five events has already occurred, and they are all in the history.
那这位所谓五个信仰的事实都已经发生了，已经是在历史的证实的。
Jesus' birth,
所谓的耶稣的诞生。
Jesus' life,
耶稣的施工在世上的施工。
Jesus' death,
耶稣的死。
Jesus' resurrection,
耶稣的复活。
And Jesus' ascension.
耶稣的升天
All these five are fact. Doesn't matter you like it or not like it. You believe or not believe. They are fact. It's a core fact.
这五样都是实实在在的，不管你喜欢或者不喜欢，它就是一个事实。
For Christian, if you are Christian, you believe all these five events.
如果你是基督的话，我相信你会对这五样事件你都是相信的。
The only issue that require your faith is His second coming.
那现在唯一在需要你的信心的就是他的再来。
If all those five is just like a rock, then you surely have that faith. He is coming back.
如果你对这五样事实都坚信不疑的话，我相信你对他的再来也是会坚信不疑的。
And if you truly believe those five events, then you will be delighted. You are exciting. You are hopeful that He is coming as soon as possible.
如果你对这五样的事件都是相信不疑的话，我相信你对他的再来是以一种期盼的一种兴奋的心态，你希望他能够再来。
You can see truth face to face.
你可以面对这个跟这个真理面对面对面。
And your body will be transformed.
你的身体会经过一个转换。
And that is the greatest news for you and me.
这个对我们来说是一个多么好的一个信息。
No more tears, no more fear.
没有眼泪，没有恐惧。
And that is the what Christian is waiting for.
这就是我们所有基督徒所仰望。所等待的。
May Jesus' prophecy give you peace.
希望耶稣的预言能带给你平安。
Try to verify what is his assignment for you.
然后我们能够找出耶稣要给我们的事工是什么。
And faithfully accomplish the task.
然后就很忠心的，很有警醒的把它做完。
Do not be troubled by all those false prophet and Christ.What their announcement?
不要对那个外面一些这些所谓的假先知的这些假的什么这些的预言所混或迷惑所混乱。
Let's go to the Lord.
来祷告。
Father, we thank you so very much.
天父啊，我们